Emotional Marketing and Selling Benefits. Read by me, Ibrahim. Written by Joseph Carabini, KB's content writer and part of the Mega Marketing team. Introduction. Sell the benefits, not the products. Let's start with a quick overview of emotional marketing, and then, once we know what it is, we can start looking into how and when to utilize it. With emotional marketing, you're marketing benefits, not products. You might think you're selling a watch, but you're actually selling the feeling and experience of having that watch. Is its USP style? Then you're selling the feeling of confidence and getting compliments. Is the USP its fitness features? Then you're selling the enjoyment of a fit, healthy lifestyle. Is the watch made from sustainable materials? Then you're selling the feeling of helping the environment. Likewise, I wouldn't tell you to come to KB for your marketing needs because we're great. I'd tell you to use our service because it will benefit your business. Question 1. How does this work? I remember growing up and seeing football boots that supposedly made you faster or made your shots more accurate, just because they were 0.001% lighter or had a target pattern on the front. The marketing never focused on the relatively unimpressive design elements because kids didn't care about that. They just wanted to see the fastest players wearing them on a poster and believed that buying the boots would make them faster too. A lot of that comes down to understanding your audience. What demographic are you targeting, and what do they want? Emotional marketing is about selling them a feeling, and every consumer demographic wants something different. When I was a kid, I was ready to be convinced that those boots would make me more like my idols. I can no longer haul myself out of bed at 7 a.m. on a Sunday morning to play, but if I was going to buy football boots tomorrow, I'd probably look for ones that are breathable and waterproof. But just like my younger self was looking for boots that made me better and faster, rather than boots that were fractionally lighter, my current self would be drawn to boots that say I'll stay comfortable and not feel sweaty or cold. That emotional marketing is much more effective than talking about the innovative, breathable and waterproof material. Question 2. How did John Lewis do it? KB's Chris Britton is always on the lookout for examples of great marketing out in the wild, and he noticed some great emotional marketing on the shop floor of John Lewis recently. We mentioned calling things breathable, and Chris spotted a jacket with a "More Fresh Air" label, a line that transforms a clever product design, breathability, into a tangible feeling. While fresh air isn't an emotion, it frames the jacket as offering consumers the opportunity to have a positive experience, which they then associate with being happy. Sometimes you don't have to market the emotion directly. In another example, a combination of the phrase "more feel-good moments" and an image of a couple laughing in bed creates the illusion of a happy couple enjoying a moment together, designed to encourage a desire for the feelings associated to that experience. They don't even tell you what they're marketing. That might seem strange, but a product really doesn't matter. The onus is now on the consumer to decide what products they're going to buy to attain those feel-good moments you've convinced them they want. This can be reversed, while still maintaining the emotional marketing strategy, by honing in on negative experiences and emotions that consumers currently feel without the product or service you offer. This sets you up to come to the rescue, showing them a problem they face before providing a solution. Suddenly, you've manufactured a situation in which the consumer sees you as a hero coming to their aid. We discussed this in our spin selling article, in which you work through a situation and problem for a very specific consumer via targeted marketing before explaining how easy it would be for them to solve the problem with your product or service. This is something you'll see very often with massage therapists, spas and other relaxation services, tapping into the feeling of stress or discomfort that many people experience and offering to alleviate that issue. Question 3. Can emotional marketing work for B2B? Emotional marketing is much more common for B2C approaches for the simple reason that it's easier to connect with people emotionally when speaking to them directly. But hey, Every business has people behind it. If you can circumvent the business and reach the people, you can essentially take the same approach as you would in B2C. How do you do this, though? It's worth considering what the person behind the business wants. Whereas a consumer might be looking for a massage to reduce stress, a business-minded person will be seeking a practical solution. A massage therapist might speak to people about the stresses of everyday life before offering a solution. But if you know you're speaking to somebody about their business needs, then you can get more specific with the pain points. Speaking to the difficulty of rising business costs, the headaches of planning and strategizing, or even the goals and ambitions they want to achieve. You can offer a practical solution to each issue or ambition they have. It is worth noting that this is much more effective if you can create hyper-personalized content, particularly with an ABM, account-based marketing approach. Question 4. What's the best platform for emotional marketing? In my first article for KB, I looked at the likes of Vision Express and Halifax creating feelings effectively through TV adverts. It can be difficult for major brands to appear relatable to their consumers, and TV doesn't feel like the most intimate format either. Nevertheless, these brands managed to tap into real-life experiences and emotions they could utilize for marketing purposes. TV adverts are less about selling and more about building a brand persona and awareness, and emotional marketing is a fantastic way of ensuring your advert is memorable. While TV can be a great persona-building platform and a fantastic way of beginning the customer's journey at the top of your sales funnel, the awareness stage, the drawback here is that you're underutilizing the effectiveness of emotional marketing. Why? There's no instant interaction for the consumer. There's no better time to present a consumer with a CTA than immediately after creating an emotional connection. They're far more likely to engage and continue their journey and even complete the buying process. For that reason, emotional marketing is incredibly efficient via digital platforms like blogs and social media posts, or in shops where the consumer is already at the engaged stage and your checkout presents an easy purchasing opportunity. Ultimately, your choice of platform for the content depends on what you're aiming to achieve with your emotional marketing, building brand awareness or converting a sale. Question 5. How does KB execute emotional marketing? Thanks to our experience of creating marketing content across a wide array of industries with different marketing techniques for various clients in both B2C and B2B, we have an in-depth understanding of how and when to employ emotional marketing. This expert knowledge runs through everybody in our mega marketing team, allowing us to deliver the most effective marketing for your business. So, feel free to get in touch and see what we can do to boost your brand.